This is Peter Arulian here at Computex. We are in the ASUS ROG booth right now. And I think it might be true that ASUS had more gaming announcements than anybody. It's like amazing. So much so, we're actually going to do three separate videos here. We're going to cover monitors. We're going to then later in another video, we're going to cover a bunch of laptop announcements that they've made. And then we're actually going to talk motherboards. Right now, we're going to focus on the monitors. I'm here with Greg Checkey. Greg.
Hey, nice to see you again, Peter.
From the ASUS team, actually from North America. He's over here at Computex to talk to us about some of the announcements they've made. Greg, I think some of the exciting things you guys are doing is in the monitor space, right? Yes. Behind us. Let's start with this one and talk to us about what we've announced here.
Yeah, we've got a lot of monitors that we've announced. This is a this is a PG35VQ, so it's a 35-inch ultra-wide display with a curved screen. Now, we've had curved ultra-wide displays before, but this one is actually HDR, so that's what makes this thing special. Yeah. Also, the refresh rate is up to 200 hertz, so extremely fast, extremely high quality with HDR, and it's just an amazing monitor. And it looks, and it's got the similar, we started this last year with some of our ROG monitors. We've got this triple leg stand with the ROG LED logo in the bottom. Yeah. So that's something that we-
Can I flip this real quick?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So hopefully you can capture this on film, but it's got this entire RGB backlighting.
Yeah.
It's projecting down at the bottom as well as this sort of branding on the back. It's a beautiful monitor.
Yeah, so this is also a new thing. We've integrated Aura Sync technology into our monitors. So you'll see with a lot of our other monitors, they all have some sort of RGB LED feature. And this one, it uses Aura Sync, so you can sync it with the keyboard and the mouse. So now, a lot of people might say, why do you want that on the back? Well, if you're sitting here, like if you have your computer on a desk and it's in front of a wall, it'll give you a nice, like, soft lighting hue that matches your keyboard, mouse, and the internal components if you're using ASUS motherboard or GPU.
We're seeing more and more of that lighting use for immersion.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, I think it can be done the right way, and I like the integration here that you've
Yeah, built. Yeah. So it's really cool. So that's the ROG Swift PG35VQ ultra-wide HDR monitor.
I always like to say it can be hard to pick up the fidelity when we go to video like this, but hopefully you'll trust me. This is a gorgeous monitor. The detail you're getting here, the richness and vibrance of the colors is really quite stunning. Let's walk down now. We've got some additional monitors to look at from ASUS. Talk to us about this one. This is the G20CI?
Oh, no, that's the desktop. So that's this one here. It's the PG27VQ. So a lot of you have probably seen a very popular PG279Q. This one is very similar, where it's a 27-inch 2560 by 1440 display, but this one is actually curved. It's a 165 hertz curved display, and it also has 1 millisecond response time. So that's the fastest response time that you can get with the curved display right now.
Okay. Now, and this was an announcement here at Computex, is that right?
Yes, yeah, this is a brand new one here at Computex. It's also G-Sync ready, but we also have some FreeSync monitors out there for the AMD fans.
And we're gonna get to those, but real quick before we move on, do we have anything on product availability for either of these? Do we know yet when gamer can go buy them?
I believe right now it's Q4 2017.
Okay, so in the holiday time frame.
Yeah, so these are announced now, and I'm not even sure the price on them yet. This is the first time we're showing them off to the public.
Yeah, that's pretty common, but I thought I'd ask.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so.
All right, we're gonna shift down here. Yeah. We've got a display with a 3-screen setup.
Yeah, so this is the ROG Strix XG27VQ. Now, the XG in the name here means that it's a FreeSync monitor. So for all your AMD fans out there using the new Radeon RX series graphics, this would be the monitor you want to go for. So they should be a little bit less expensive than the G-Sync monitors, but they also, you still get the same quality. So this one is a 27-inch 2560 by 1440, and it's a 144 hertz refresh rate. So still get a super fast refresh rate and super good looking monitor, but FreeSync.
Yeah.
And of course, with the curved display, I mean, if you want three of them, you can set up this big curve here to just have a super immersive gaming experience. I think this would be great for, driving simulators, flying simulators.
I was just going to say that. Like, I want to play Forza on this.
Yeah, Forza would be pretty incredible. Or even like, first person shooters. So you can see all the peripherals, you get that. You see someone moving over there, it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's an impressive setup. Okay, so we've got this as a FreeSync AMD monitor. We've got another one on the other side of the booth, right?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and
we're
check
gonna walk
that one
down.
Out.
Follow us over here. We're going to take a look at one last monitor.
So this is the ROG Strix XG32VQ. It's another FreeSync monitor. Here, let me switch sides here so we can both be looking at it. And now this is a 31.5-inch 2560 by 1440 display, and it's also curved. So, and like I mentioned before, FreeSync. So this one, it's also got a high refresh rate, especially for one this big. I believe it's 144 hertz as well. So the kind of the theme that we're going with monitors here at the show is we're taking basically everything we had last year, we're adding HDR, we're adding higher resolution and higher refresh rate.
Yeah. I may have said this before because we've had the opportunity to discuss PC gaming and the Asus stuff before. We made a lot of platform investments in Windows 10 around fidelity, around HDR, so that the platform is supporting some of those experiences. So for us, it's actually really exciting to see the ecosystem start to ship products that are taking advantage of that.
Right, like if you're going to do the Xbox, you know, stream it to your computer thing, you can get that HDR quality, right?
Right. So this is exciting stuff. Again, this is one of three videos that we're going to shoot here in the Asus ROG area. All the focus here has been on some of the exciting announcements that the Asus team has made respective to monitors. Be sure you tune in for our discussions around some of the laptop announcements they've made, as well as some of the exciting motherboards that they've announced. This has been Peter Rulian with Greg. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys soon.